Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
As we begin, let me be clear. I will be teaching about spiritual principles from the Bible. Jesus said these words in John 15 and 5, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." Folks, we do not possess any independent supernatural power or gifts without God's help. In James 1 and 17, it says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from God." So today we're going to continue talking about walking in God's gift of supernatural faith, favor, and success. And our focus during the consecration has been about our health, our finances, and our success. And today I'm going to focus on God's blessings and favor that He has for us this year. Psalm 5 and 12 says, "For you bless the righteous, O Lord, you surround him with favor as with a shield." God bestows favor to accomplish his plan and destiny for your life. That's why you must operate in the favor of God so that you can fulfill your purpose. See, favor connects with destiny. And by destiny, we mean God's predetermined plan for your life. Now repeat after me, God gives me favor to fulfill my destiny. Now, God has a specific plan for your life. In Jeremiah 29 and 11, it says, "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." See, there are plans. You didn't just show up here in the world because of an act of passion. Well, as some people say, it was a mistake. No, there are no mistakes with God. Everything that happens with life is intentional. God brought every human being into the world with a plan. There is no one who came into this world without a plan for their lives. The Bible says there are plans for prosperity and not calamity. Plans to give you a future filled with hope. And folks, if you are faced with anything other than what God has planned from what I read to you, you need to rebuke it in the name of Jesus. You need to use the word of God as a buffer against the devil. And the devil is real. The Bible says he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Every good thing that God does for you and wants to do for you, the devil is going to oppose it. But you don't have to let it happen as a child of God. Jesus said, "Behold, I give you power and authority over all of the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means harm you." You need to rebuke the attacks that come against you in every way in your life. Say, "In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. Stop it. Get out. I don't accept it." Now, if you think it's your boss, don't say it to his face. Go into the restroom and say, "You spirit behind my boss, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you." Be smart. Unless the Lord is telling you to leave that day, okay? So don't do it that way. Favor positions you to accomplish your God-given assignment. And I want to give you some examples from the Bible. Samuel's favor began as a child to become a prophet. Listen to what the Bible says in 1 Samuel 2 and 26. The child Samuel grew in stature and in favor both with the Lord and men. I'm going to read it again. 1 Samuel 2, 26. The child Samuel grew in stature and in favor both with the Lord and men. It says in chapter 3, in verse 19 of 1 Samuel, "So Samuel grew up. The Lord was with him and didn't allow any of his words to go unfulfilled. And all Israel knew Samuel was the Lord's appointed prophet. Something else about favor. When you see people with favor, understand God is with them, because favor is God's stamp of approval and prophetic destiny. Come on, repeat after me. My favor is a stamp of God's approval and my prophetic destiny. David was given favor to become the next king of Israel, and God positioned him in the palace serving under King Saul. In 1 Samuel 16 and 21, it says, David came to King Saul and stood before him, and Saul loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. Then Saul sent to Jesse his father, saying, please let David stand before me, for he has found favor in my sight. And then there's Esther. Esther was given divine favor to become the queen. In Esther chapter 2 and 15, it says, Esther obtained favor in the sight of all those who looked at her. The king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained favor and kindness in his sight more than all of the other virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her the queen. Now, the Bible tells us the story of Esther. She saved the Jewish nation from annihilation. See, that goes right along with what I'm telling you about favor. Favor is connected to your destiny. It's connected to your divine assignment. Don't think that God has just given you favor and it means nothing. Oh, this is nice. I got a parking space that's close to the store. What favor from God? Well, I found some money on the ground. God has given me favor. Favor is much, much more. Favor is not just personal. Favor has to do with your destiny. Favor has to do with your divine assignment. So you should be looking for God to show favor to you in everything in your life. Daniel was given favor to position him to become the king's advisor. The Bible says that God brought Daniel into favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. In Daniel chapter 2 and 48, it identifies that God's promotion is stamped by favor. In other words, when there's favor in your life, it means God wants to promote you. Come on, lift your hand and say, Lord, give me your favor, and I'm ready for that promotion. If you really mean that, give God a hand of praise. It says, then the king promoted Daniel and gave him many gifts. And he made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief administrator over all the wise men of Babylon. Jesus himself was given favor to fulfill his mission as Savior in the world. Listen to what the Bible says. In Luke chapter 2 and 52, Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. And God gave the early church favor to preach the gospel. Acts chapter 2 and 46. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. Folks, you have been granted favor not to advance your own cause, but to accomplish your divine assignment in life. I'm going to say it again. Favor is a sign that God is with you and you live under a divine umbrella of blessing. God's favor leads to provision, to promotion, and protection in your life. So you need God's favor. Now, some of you are saying, well, I don't have all that kind of favor. I got a little favor. I can get to the parking spot just before the store. I got that level of favor. Well, look, folks, God wants you to have so much more favor in your life. Let me tell you how to activate God's favor in your life. Number one, pray for favor. You're hearing about it today. You know, many people are afraid to ask God for blessing and for favor and for good things, you know. they think it's being proud. It's not. You're just acting like God's children. Your children are never, never too ashamed to come and say, I need some money. Or I want to go somewhere. Or will you take me this? I mean, they act like you have an open bank when they come to you. I want to fly around the world. I want a car. And let it be a Lexus or let's see. I want these things. And you're looking at them like, what? That's the way they behave because you're their parents. And they don't necessarily understand the value of everything that it costs. See, God wants us to become like a little child. The Bible says, if we don't become like little children, we will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And what does he mean by that? Faith. Faith. We come to God in faith and say, Lord, give me favor. Favor for whatever I need in life. In Psalm 119 and 58, it says, I entreated your favor with my whole heart. So we are to ask God for favor. And again, in Matthew 7:7, Jesus said, so keep on asking and you'll receive what you ask for.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Don't minimize how God is going to direct your life and what you are capable of accomplishing. You know, the Bible says God is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask and think. To know God's direction, you must surrender to his will and to his plan. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Number two, confess that you have favor every day. Once you ask for something, believe that God has given it to you. See, we grew up as children. They told us, only believe what you see. But God is just the opposite. God says, if you believe it, I'll show it to you. You have to first have the faith for God to do it. And Jesus takes it one more step. He says, when you ask, believe you've already received it, and then it'll come. See, so begin your day confessing your favor. Lord, I thank you for favor. The Bible says that you'll have what you say. In Proverbs 12:14, it says, a man will be satisfied with the good fruit of his mouth. Number three, thank God for the answer before you possess it. That's what I was just talking about. Thank him for it. God wants you to operate in the supernatural, to walk by faith and not by sight. When you ask, believe that he's done it. Believe it. In Mark 11:24, Jesus said, I tell you, you can pray for anything. And if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours. This is a faith principle of God. I told you I am sharing from the Word of God, from the Bible, the supernatural Word of God that is living and alive and active, and it's activated by our faith. Number four, acknowledge every incident of favor. When God gives you favor, don't let it just go by. You need to testify. You need to say, Lord, thank you for that favor, and tell somebody else, hey, you know what just happened to me? God gave me favor in that situation. In Psalm 75:9, it says, but as for me, I will always proclaim what the Lord has done. Do you know God wants you to always proclaim what he's done for you? He doesn't want to feel like you took it for granted. So don't be shy. You need to share what God has done with somebody. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You've got to say so. If you're redeemed, if God has done something for you, you better say so. Because God will say, well, see that? They didn't even appreciate me. No, he says, say so. The more you acknowledge God's favor, the more you will experience in your life. Let me give you number five. You can sow financially for favor. And I really believe that's what we did this morning. We sowed for favor. Galatians 6 and 17 says, for whatsoever one sows, that he will also reap. You cannot give to God and not receive something back. It's impossible. When a farmer sows a seed, if the conditions are right in the soil and the weather, he gets a harvest. And if a farmer does that in the natural, how much more do we do that in the realm of the spirit? When we sow a financial seed before God, you will get it back. But it will be multiplied 30, 60, 100-fold, the Bible says. But you have to believe that. You can sow financially for favor. Number six, expect favor. Now, after we've done all of these things, you need to be looking for favor. Looking for favor. Look, when people say, well, everybody has been excluded from a raise this year, you need to say to yourself, except me. Except me. And you need to pray over that, and then you need to see if God will bring it to pass, or you need to bring it up to your manager or whatever. Because I'm going to tell you, what you believe for, you're going to receive it. When you go to that manager and say, I know you said that for everybody, but look at my work schedule, and we're only talking about one person, and that person should be me. you think this is strange? No, it's not. God wants you to look for favor, to expect favor. Always do that. Jesus often said, let it be to you according to your faith. And this is the problem. Many times when Christians hear some type of exclusion for a blessing to people, we think we're included. You're not included. You have favor. Come on, repeat after me. When there is an exclusion that is to my benefit and is told to a mass crowd, they're not talking about me because I have favor with God. You need to start believing that right now. Come on, give God a hand of praise if you're going to start believing that right now. No, that's where all those people over there, that's not for me. I have favor with God. I'm one of his favorites. So you have to expect favor. Now, this is interesting. Number seven, God gives favor, and favor comes by serving him with obedience and humility. Please understand this. God doesn't just do things. God does it because of what we do in response. It's important for you to understand, and I'm about to get into this whole thing about covenant relationship with God, but let me finish with number seven. God's favor comes by serving him with obedience and humility. Let me give you some scriptures. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 4, true humility and the fear of the Lord leads to riches, honor, and long life. I'll read it again. Proverbs 22 and 4, true humility and fear of the Lord leads to riches, honor, and long life. See, God is searching among the humble to grant favor and give promotion. Don't rule out the fact that you must remain humble and pliable to God. You must obey God to receive all blessing in your life, all favor in your life. In James 4 and 6, it says, God opposes the proud, but gives favor. He gives favor to the humble. So today I want to impress upon you that favor is not only given to bless you, but it is given to accomplish your divine purpose and assignment in life. Every blessing, every gift is established through your covenant relationship with God through Jesus Christ. This is so important, folks. And so I want to take just a moment to just go over this with you. Because as we go into this new year, you really have to understand every blessing, all your favor, your healing, your financial blessings, all of these things, your protection, your provision, your prosperity, it's all connected with the covenant. You have to establish a covenant with God through His Son, Jesus Christ, because if you don't, you're under a curse. See, God told Adam in the Garden of Eden, if you eat of that tree, you'll die. Death is a curse. And he didn't believe it because he ate of it. But then that plunged all humanity under a curse of spiritual death, physical death, and eternal death. And that's why it's important for you to understand God's way to deliver us from death is through a faith covenant with Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. Before I start, can we thank God for the covenant? Let's just thank Him for the covenant. Jesus came and died so that we could have a covenant. Now, this is the covenant God has with us. And 3 John and 2, it says, Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. That's the will of God for everybody who is in covenant with Him. Literally, it means to be well in body and successful in business as your spiritual life is successful. And our spiritual life with God through faith in Jesus Christ is the key to all of our covenant blessings. Now, let's talk about a covenant. A covenant is an agreement between two people who pledge their loyalty unto death. The closest thing we have to a covenant today is marriage. Marriage is a covenant. And in marriage, there's a marriage vow that says this statement, forsaking all others, keeping only unto him or her, so long as we both shall live. That's a covenant. It's not a contract. A contract establishes limited liability. But a covenant carries unlimited. It means we're going to follow through with this or else. There's an oath that is generally spoken to establish the covenant. And in our covenant with God, it's our sinner's prayer. That's our oath to God. Accepting Jesus verbally into our hearts as Lord and Savior. And we can only establish a covenant with God through Jesus Christ. Now, I know there are all kinds of religions. Please hear me, folks. Jesus Christ is the only Savior. There is nobody else coming. There's nobody else coming. He's your Savior. Ignore it. Forget about it. But He's the only one that came, and He's the only one that's coming.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. The title of the message for today is Walking in Supernatural Faith, Favor, and Success. This is part one. Be sure and join us Monday for part two. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Heavenly Father, thank you for a brand new year, for a brand new start. You have been so good to us. Help us to release the regrets of the past. Help us to let go of the baggage from the past. You said in your word, remember not the former things. Don't consider the things in the past, because you're doing something new. Even now, you've already begun. Father, I pray for all of our listeners right now that may have regrets from the past and it's difficult to let them go. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I encourage you to say, Lord,
I am forgetting the past and I'm walking into my future. Father, help them to do it. And I bless them that this will be the best year that they've ever had. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hurst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.